Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1127, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last shir, the concept of, we're middle, of course, the halachas of Shinoi Makom, and last shir we spoke about the fact if somebody's eating a meal, right? In general, you're drinking a coffee, you go out, right, to the Shinoi Makom, you come back, you need a new bracha, new shahakal. If you're eating an apple, right, you're eating fruits, unless it's the Shivas Aminim, we said that was a different story, a machlekes, but regular fruits, apple, orange, plum, you go out, you come back, you need a Shinoi Makom, you need a new bracha, right? In general. But we said if it's all connected in the meal, in other words, what was the case? Somebody sat down to wash, they're eating bread, and in the middle of the meal, they eat fruits. On the fruits, you have to make a separate brach on fruit. I'm eating an apple, I'm eating some cantaloupe, some watermelon, whatever, as dessert. But now before I benched, I went out. Now when I come back, I want to continue eating the watermelon, I want to continue eating the apple, or whatever the case might be. So as long as you made the bracha before, you made a bar priyates before, but now when you came back, you would not have to make a new ha'etz or a new ha'adama because of the fact that it's all connected with the benching, meaning that it's all covered by the benching, and therefore the benching is an all-inclusive, if you want to call it umbrella, because of the fact that you're still connected. You have to bench in the place where you ate, and therefore you would not have to remake another bracha on the challah, the matzah, or anything else that you're eating, and that includes drinks also, right? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking soda in the middle of the meal, whereby you did not make a shahakal, but since even though you went out, you would not have to make a new shahakal when you came back because it's all part of the meal. But now the question comes up, what about if somebody's eating mizonos? Let's say I'm sitting down and eating the classical cake and coffee, cookies and coffee, right? Or cookies and milk or something along those lines, mizonos and shahakal. So on my mizonos, when I go out, right, there's a shina and makam, I go down the block, I come back, I'm eating my cookies and cake, I do not have to remake the bracha. I do not have to remake another mizonos. Why? Because when I come back, I'm still connected. I have to make the al hamichya in the place where I'm eating the cookies and cake. So I do not have to remake a mizonos. On the coffee, now, on the coffee, if I'm just drinking a coffee separate, or I'm drinking milk separately, for example, right, so separately, so now I go out and I come back, I would have to make a new shahakal. That's a real shinei makom, because bar nefesh is you are not required to make in its place, therefore you're not connected, like the Mishnah Berurah said, and so on, and one would have to remake a new shahakal if there's a real shinei makom on the coffee and on the cake, on the coffee and on the milk. On the cake and cookies, you would not. But what about if you're eating it together? That's the question. What about I'm eating it together? I sit down to eat my cake and coffee. I sit down to eat my cake, my cookies and milk, right? Now I go out, now I come back. So on the cake and cookies, I do not have to make a new mizonos. But what about on the milk and what about on the coffee? Okay, so this is the question. Does it also schlep along just like, are you also still connected just like by the meal where it's all inclusive? By the meal, it's much easier because you have an umbrella, sort of like you have benching, which you have the birchas hamazon, the benching, which covers the after bracha for the drinks. You have the benching, which covers the after bracha for the fruit. Right, you don't make a separate bar nefesh on fruits when it's the middle of a meal. You have benching that covers, so that's connected. But what about over here? How are you connected? So this Taka one sefer, the Rav Malka Taka brings down in his sefer that Taka no, he holds no that this would be a problem. Taka, you would have to make over the shahakal. So he brings down Taka that and it's, if you think about it, you can hear it, right? By the benching, you're all connected. It's all one after bracha. But over here, what does your coffee have to do with your cake? What does your milk have to do with your cake? Good, you're eating it together. Very nice. Yishkayach. But that doesn't help you as far as because the after bracha, you're not connected. By the after bracha on the cake, you are connected. But after bracha on the coffee, you're not connected. So you would need, according to him, how he brings it down, you would need a new shahakal on the milk, and you would not need a new mizonos on the cake and cookies. Again, you would need, you're eating, cake and coffee, you would need a new shahakal according to Rav Malka on the coffee, but you would not need a new shahakal on the cake and cookies. But I do have to admit, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, Zosan Gesund and Stark, holds, I didn't hear from him personally, but I heard it from one of his Talmidim, brought it down on the Kaf Halacha, which he said that his Rebbe holds, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, no, they go together. In other words, if you're eating cake and coffee together, when you come back, if you go out, you come back, you would not have to make a new bracha on the cake, and you would also not have to make a new bracha on the coffee. It schleps it along. I heard this from other paiskim also that hold like that, that again, it schleps it along. In other words, since you're still connected by the by the Al HaMichya on the cake, right? So therefore, it schleps along also the coffee, and you would not have to make an after bracha on the coffee. It's a little bit more shaky than the benching, because by benching, it's all inclusive with everything. So Rav Melka says, what do you mean? How could you attach them? But other poskim say, like we just mentioned, that it is still connected because of the Al HaMichya, and therefore, it's still some sort of a kaviyah. So therefore, you would not have to remake the bracha on the coffee either or on the milk. Of course, you would not have to remake the bracha on the cookies and cake. Now, one should be careful not to do this as much as possible. You're dealing, obviously, suffic bracha, and you want it to cover all grounds. One should not definitely be careful if they're eating cake and coffee, definitely not to go out, because on the cake and cookies, no problem. But what about the coffee and the milk? That's already running into machlokes. Definitely, one should be careful not to, lechatchila, not to go out. But if they did go out, right, let's say I had to run out, I had to run down the block to get my child the bus, or whatever the case is, a real shinim makim, right, now when you come back, oivei, what do I do with the cake and cookies? No new bracha. Well, oivei, what do I do with the coffee and the milk now? Right? So, of course, you would not remake the bracha on the milk or coffee either, because, in fact, suffik brachas lahakal, and we would definitely go with those major poiskim, that you would not remake the bracha on the milk and the coffee because it schleps along together with the cake. Thank you for listening. Eslachem bracha. Kol tuv.